Translation. Uttara said, O Lord of Lords, Lord of the Universe, you are the greatest of mystics. Please protect me, for there is no one else who can save me from the clutches of death in this world of duality. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. This material world is the world of duality, in contrast with the oneness of the absolute realm. The world of duality is composed of matter and spirit, whereas the absolute world is complete spirit, without any tinge of the material qualities. In the dual world, everyone is falsely trying to become the master of the world, whereas in the absolute world, the Lord is the absolute Lord, and all others are his absolute servitors. In the world of duality, everyone is envious of all others, and death is inevitable due to the dual existence of matter and spirit. The Lord is the only shelter of fearlessness for the surrendered soul. One cannot save himself from the cruel hands of death in the material world without having surrendered himself at the lotus feet of the Lord. Om Ajnanat Mirandasya Agnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhavetam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Deen Bandho Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhi Evacha Patitanam Pavne Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karuti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurundina Tarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram So thank you everyone for coming to this morning class. Bhaktivedanta Manor is a very special place. It's a place to sit and hear from inspiring devotees. But today I've been placed here. So I just request for blessings of all the devotees assembled here and watching online to bless me so that I can speak something worthwhile from the text today and the purport. So we just read this translation and purports, purport by Srila Prabhupada. And I just came something very interesting. I was just reading Prabhupada's Lilamrita book and came across something interesting about his purports, how important his purports are. So recently we had this nice December marathon, which we all participated and a lot of devotees from Bhakti Vriksha groups participated and they had this experience for the first time and they had a very blissful time. They enjoyed it. So there's something magical about marathon. So this was something related to that. This is about BBT press marathon, which happened in summer of 1975. So Satswarup Maharaj has mentioned something about this. So I'll just read it to you. I'll just like to share. A sweet transcendental competition had developed between Prabhupada, his press, and the book distributors. In November of 1975, Prabhupada had returned to one of the leading book distributors. The BBT says that they are publishing at the speed of my translating and that you will distribute at the pace of publishing. That's nice. But still, I am ahead in my translation work. They owe me now the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm working already on the seventh canto. In recent months, however, Srila Prabhupada's literary output had been diminishing, mostly because of his involvement in management, his direct supervision of the construction in Bombay, his month-long managerial drive in Vrindavan, his struggle to heal a major ISKCON schism. Such activities were not conducive to writing. In Mayapur, when the devotees had failed to control the slamming of doors, he had complained bitterly that his heart-cracking sound interrupted his meditative translating. He explained that he sometimes thought for 2 or 3 days about a single purport before actually writing it. Actually, the word translating is incomplete in describing Srila Prabhupada's writing. Translating involved only the verses and synonyms, but Prabhupada's deepest meditations, what he referred to as his personal ecstasies, were his Bhaktivedanta purports. Composing the purports as well as translating the verses came best when he could think about them throughout the day, not just when he turned on his dictating machine at 1 a.m. He was translating the extremely grave and complex Vedic knowledge into a modern context, thus making it understandable to Western readers, and it was a great demanding task. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So very powerful explanation where it says that sometimes it took him 2 or 3 days to think about a single purport before actually writing it. And we just go through his purports in a few minutes and we just read it, but it's so deep. And we have access to his deepest meditations. And that's why they are so powerful, and that's why they can change anybody who reads them. That's why these Prabhupada books are so powerful, because of these purports. They have the power to change. They have the power to shake up. So recently, I just was thinking about this analogy also. There was this once this taxi driver who was just on his journey, going with a passenger, and in the middle of the journey, suddenly the passenger tapped the driver from the back. And I think the driver was not expecting it. He was completely shaken up, you know, and he just started swerving the vehicle, and he stopped at the side of the road, and he was just thinking what happened, and he realized. Then just passenger asked him what happened, you know, why you were just so shocked. So he said, he first apologized. He said, "I'm so sorry. Before doing this job, I was just part of this, driving this taxi in the funeral services. So I used to drive coffins at the back of my car. So, and this is my first day at this job. So when you just tapped me, I was not expecting this from the back. So it completely shook me up, you know. So this is how it happens when we read Prabhupada's books, you know, they just shake us up, you know, before taking up chanting or before taking up devotional service. Anything we start, it's the purports. It's these books which shake us up completely, and it transforms our heart. So this is very important that we always meditate on Prabhupada's purports and take advantage by reading what Prabhupada has mentioned. In our Bhakti Riksha group, we have like a Bhagavad Gita study group. So what we do is we specifically read purports very, very deeply. You know, we discuss about them. And just, you know, have question answers on them so that we, you know, that is more important than anything else, you know. So, okay, coming to today's text and today's verse. So, obviously, a bit of a background on this verse. We all know, we have been discussing, I think yesterday Radha Govind Prabhu also explained nicely about this situation. So, Ashwatthama, he has released this Brahmastra weapon to kill Uttara and her child in the womb, because he wanted to take the revenge. And he had done the similar thing in the previous situation where he did this to Arjun also. So we saw this in previous chapter where Arjun had the same situation. And now Uttara is in this dangerous situation where she knows that this Brahmastra weapon is coming to kill her, and she doesn't know what to do. So now she is approaching Lord Krishna for protection. So when she's approaching, she's also approaching in a prayerful mood. The first thing is she's praying. And that prayer is glorifying the Lord. She's just, before she asks for protection, she's asking the Lord, she's glorifying the Lord. He's saying, "O Lord of Lords, Lord of the universe." You know, she's glorifying, and then she's asking for protection at the same time. So I was thinking that we can take this verse in three parts. We can understand what is the problem here and what is the solution or our lesson for us in this. So maybe we can read this translation again and try to understand what the problem is. So Uttara said, "O Lord of Lords, Lord of the universe, you are the greatest of mystics. Please protect me For there is no one else who can save me from the clutches of death in this world of duality. So what exactly is the problem from this verse? What do you understand? What problem or what situation Uttara is in? Life and death. So it's like a dangerous situation. So Uttara is in a very dangerous position. So now danger is basically, danger can mean different for different people. So danger is a very relative term for anyone. So depending on what situation somebody is in. So in material sense, it could mean different to different people. So for a child, a danger could be something which happened in a school. For a college-going student, a danger could be something like not getting admission in the university. For a job seeker, a danger could be failing in the interview, you know. Or for a householder, the danger could be losing their income or, you know, losing or not able to support the family. So their danger is different for different people. But Prabhupada always explains that the greatest danger we have is losing the human form of life. And similarly, in this material world, we have to understand that there is danger at every step. In the scriptures, it says, padam padam yatvi padam. So which means we have to face danger at every step. It's not that sometimes or the other, but it has to be there every time. And Prabhupada also mentions that this material world is perfectly designed to be imperfect. You know, that's how it is, that we will face these dangers. We will have this situation. And because we all are under this influence of material energy, Devi Isha Gunamai, you know, because this is how these three modes of material nature work on us. Goodness, passion, ignorance. They are like ropes. They bound us. We are bound in this situation, in this material world. And a bound person cannot help a bound person. So if we are taking the help by a bound person, then we are at the wrong, we are asking for the place at the, help at the wrong place, you know. So this is how in material world we get entangled, you know, more and more through this modes. And also, in this material world, danger we face in the form of threefold miseries. And those threefold miseries are... Yes, thank you, Prabhu. So, adidevika, which means miseries which are inflicted by the natural disturbances from, like, demigods, like earthquakes, floods, famines. This is like adidevika. That's a misery we are facing. Then second one is adibhautika. So that is which means the miseries which we suffer from other living entities, by society, by community, from nations, from other living entities, from other human beings, other animals like that. And then it is adhyatmika, which means miseries which is coming from our own mind and our own body. So out of these threes, the most difficult for us is adhyatmika, controlling our own mind. Because if we are not able to overcome that, if we are able to overcome these, then we can overcome the other two miseries. Because mind can create so many troubles, so much of problems. You know, that's a dangerous situation for us. Because mind is always troubling us. It says, "E mana tumi kishira Vaishnav." So mind is not a Vaishnav. Mind is not a devotee. So we are in association with somebody who's always troubling us. So this is the misery of the mind. And this same situation Arjun had in Bhagavad Gita when we read the whole of first chapter. Arjun had the problem from his mind. Arjun was giving so many reasons of not fighting in the war because of his mind problems. And then, you know, ultimately he couldn't find any solution because mind was troubling him. So miseries of the mind can also manifest in like two forms. It can be by sins or it can be by offenses. And sins are basically according to our law of karma. So we do good karma, we do bad karma, and we can, by our bad karma, we create more sins. We cut our good karma. But more than that, the offenses are more grave, more than the sins. Because by offenses, we are We are cutting the spiritual root and we are stopping our spiritual progress, or we are slowing down our spiritual progress, and depending on how grievous the offense we commit. So I thought just to summarize, you know, about this problem. And on top of that, in material world, we are in material world because of this, we are also in this dangerous situation. But on top of that, we are also in a situation where we are in this Kali Yuga, which is again a problem for us. Because in Kali Yuga, it says, Prayan alpeshu sabhya kalo asmin yuge jana manda sumanda mateo manda bhagya upadrita. Which means in Kali Yuga, everybody will be lazy, misguided, unfortunate, and above all, disturbed. So again, that's a problem of the mind, because mentally disturbed. So it's like a double punch, you know, in the material world, so many dangers, and Kali Yuga, again, so many problems. So we are like surrounded by dangers and difficulties. So that is our problem, that is our situation. So yeah, so I thought just to summarize that we are surrounded by so many dangers in different forms, miseries, illnesses, body problems, mental problems. We don't have much time, you know, so many issues. But this verse also gives us the solution to our problems, which is there in this. So maybe we can just go through this verse again and see what solution we can see from here. So I'll just read the translation again, where it says, Uttara said, O Lord of Lords, Lord of the Universe, you are the greatest of mystics. Please protect me, for there is no one else who can save me from the clutches of death in the world of duality. So what is the solution we can see from here? We have seen the problem, but what's the solution? Sorry? Pray for protection, yes. Yes, pray for protection. And what is that prayer? That there is no one else who can save me. So Prabhupada here is saying that the Lord is the only shelter of fearlessness for the surrendered soul. One cannot save himself from the cruel hands of death in the material world without having surrendered himself at the lotus feet of the Lord. So surrender. So Prabhupada is asking to surrender here. So in our own life, how do we understand what surrender is? Or how do we do surrender? How do we surrender? Because we know this is the lesson from Bhagavad Gita, which Krishna says, Sarva dharman paritajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. But when we say surrender, what does it mean to surrender? To give one independence to the Lord. Okay, yeah, thanks. Thank you, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. Absolutely. Nice. Yes, yes, yes. So surrender means surrendering to the instructions, because that way we can understand what we are surrendering to. We can't just surrender to a picture, or we can't surrender to something. We have to surrender to where we can do something, where we can act upon something. That's nice. Thank you, Prabhu. So, surrendering to the instructions. Also, there is no difference when we are surrendering to the Lord or we are surrendering to the Guru. Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's mentioned, Siksha Guru Keta Jani Krishnera Swarupa Antaryami Bhakta Sreshta Ei Duya Rupa. So, there is no difference between Siksha Guru and the Lord. So, The translation of that verse is, one should know the instructing spiritual master to be the personality of Krishna. And Prabhupada expands in the purport to that verse is, there is no difference between shelter giving Supreme Lord and the initiating and instructing spiritual master. So if we are surrendering to the Lord, we surrender to Guru. We surrender to Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. That's how we develop our surrender. Because we start our day with these prayers where we say, Samsara Dava Nalari Daloka. This material world is like a blazing fire, you know. And we don't know, we don't have any shelter. So we say, Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. We always pay obeisances to the spiritual master. And we also say, yasya prasadat nagati kutopi. So there, without his mercy, there is no advancement. There is no spiritual advancement. That's how we start. And at the same time in our morning program, we also do Guru Puja. Again, we are praying to the spiritual master. So that's so important. And someone asked once Prabhupada that if I'm very, very busy in my daily life, so what's the basic minimum thing I should do apart from following my regulative principles in my routine? What should I do if I'm very busy? So Prabhupada said, you chant your 16 rounds and do Guru Puja every day. So Guru Puja is must in our life because that way we remind ourselves, you know. So if we can't do anything else, of course, you all are living in temple, so you follow the program, but somebody who's living outside the temple and can't follow the full thing, then the Guru Puja is the basic thing. When we are busy, we can't do anything, we are going out of the house, do Guru Puja and then we leave. You know, that's the main thing. So we do Guru Puja. So even in our Guru Puja, the first line itself says that the lotus feet of our spiritual master are the only way by which we can attain pure devotional service. So there is no other way apart from this. So, also in one of the lectures, Prabhupada stressed how Guru and Krishna were saving the conditioned souls, you know, from eternal suffering in the material world. So, Prabhupada said, don't lose the opportunity. Take to Krishna consciousness, he said. And that is possible only by Guru Krishna Kripa. So that's the shelter we should take. And he said, by the mercy of Guru and by mercy of Krishna, you can achieve all success. That is the secret, you know. So yas deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha guru tas yeta kathita hi artha prakashante mahatmana, which means unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master, all the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. So we need to have that faith in the spiritual master. So automatically we will develop our faith in Krishna because we surrender to Guru. We can surrender to Krishna. So, and also Prabhupada has so many times mentioned that Shri Shri Radha Gokul Anandaki Jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Srila Guru Maharaj Ki. Sorry, that's my routine, that's how I do it. Prabhupada has mentioned this so many times that my only qualification is instruction of my spiritual master. You know, so which means following, when we are saying we are follow Guru, we take association of Guru in two ways. We can take by Vani and we can take through Vapu. So Vani is more important than Vapu because we always can't take physical association of spiritual master. But by following the instructions, we always are with following the instruction of Guru through the Vani. This is how we associate. And we should always definitely do this with utmost sincerity and seriousness so that we can get this protection. And of course, the next thing which we always talk about is sadhu or Vaishnavas, because we also need mercy of Vaishnavas. We need association of devotees. By staying in the association of devotees, we get that protection, we get that shelter. You know, because Vaishnavas give us a shelter. They have this this love of Krishna. There's this prayer where we say, Amito Kangala, Krishna Krishna Boli. You know, so we don't have that wealth, but Vaishnavas have that wealth. And what is that wealth? Goloke Premadhana Harinam Sankirtana. So that wealth is the love of God, which only Vaishnavas can give us. You know, by their association, we can get that Krishna Prema. You know, we can get that love of God. So this way, you know, by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Vaishnavas, through Shastras, we can get that protection, we can develop that surrender, we can always be under that shelter. And this way we can stay protected, like how Uttara is praying for protection. We should always stay with Vaishnavas. We should always stay in the association, and as much as possible, try to. And one way of taking the association of Vaishnavas is by serving the Vaishnavas. We should also do Vaishnav seva. You know, serve the devotees as much as possible, in whatever way we can, by following the instructions or whatever way we can. So far, anybody has any questions or?